Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
A couple of listeners have been in touch on our last item. My brother is 7 days short of the 6 month redress scheme. It's like another kick, says one listener to 51551. And another listener says, both myself and my sister are adopted from different birth mothers. She qualifies for a redress. I didn't, as I was less than 6 months and a mother and baby home. Same happy upbringing with adoptive parents. Now, we should tell anyone who wants to inquire or to try and avail of that scheme, they can try to contact them by post at P.O. Box 13668 Waterford, Ireland. That's P.O. Box 13668 to Waterford, Ireland. By phone on, if you're listening to this from abroad, 00353 1522 9992. That's a Dublin number, 522 9992, or through an online portal if you've applied online. You can also email inquiries to info@paymentsscheme.ie. That's info@paymentsscheme.ie. Now, we're going to move to another story before we conclude today, because the government has been accused of trying to hide the low number of housing completions from the public ahead of the general election. According to a response to a Freedom of Information request from Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty in early November, the then Finance Minister Jack Chambers received a report from his own department saying that the target of 40,000 homes to be built in 2024, or sorry, that the target that the 40,000 homes in 2024 was unlikely to be met, that completions were likely to be at the level of 2023, and that figure in 2023 was 32,695. The Sinn Féin TD accused the minister of deliberately concealing the report to mislead voters, which the minister denied. A spokesperson said that the report contained information already in the public domain. I think, Minister, it's pretty clear at this stage that 40,000 wasn't an accurate figure. The figure of 40,000 is an outlier, really, from a lot of the other official reports. And we see in this Freedom of Information request that Department of Finance officials adopted and endorsed a much lower figure. So are the electorate entitled to ask, why did this figure of 40,000 continue to be reiterated during the campaign?
Alec, there were many different bodies and different agencies giving varied projections on housing numbers at the time, which were all in the public domain. This report was based on CSO data from the month previously in October that had been discussed in the Dáil and that was out there. You had numerous agencies and sectoral bodies giving forecasts, like Hooker MacDonald as well as Deutsche Numis, both predicting 40,000 units. DAF.ie was predicting between 35 and 40,000 units at that time. So, you know, like, this is not an exact science, and obviously we see now there definitely was some displacement from the impact that the extension of the development levy waiver and water, when you see the vast contrast there was in terms of commencements and delivery.
And this specific document that Jack Chambers got back then in early November said that the commencement figures were largely driven by the deadline approaching and shouldn't be really taken as representative of completions. That's specifically outlined in the document.
So as I said, it was many different reports, different projections. This isn't an exact science. There wasn't one body saying, or everybody saying, the one lower figure. Obviously, we were really disappointed with the final figures, and the figure of 40,000 initially, which was obviously provided to the three party leaders earlier that year. You know, like, it's
Kathleen Function, all predictions are speculative. The government, it was a triumph of optimism over accuracy.
No, I don't accept that. And I think it's just the issue is so serious in terms of housing and people waiting on housing and the desperate situation that so many people are in, that in a really important general election on a really important issue, it's very clear that Jack Chambers made a conscious decision to mislead the public. I mean, he had the information and he didn't disclose the information. And what was disclosed to the other people that were campaigning in his party and in his government colleagues in relation to the election as well, I just think he needs to come into the Dáil, I think. I think he needs to answer questions, right, not just get away with a statement.
Well, I mean, we don't have an insight into what went on in the head of Jack Chambers, do we? We know that 40,000 was reiterated by a number of other people. He was given this, but Sinead Gibney... They're all speculative at the end of the day.
Yeah, they're all speculative, but the government goes along listening to its CSO central bank figures again and again and again. And at this very moment, when it just suited them, they decide to instead prioritise the Deutsche Bank and other reports that Martin has referenced here. This has been raised multiple times in the Dáil. There's adequate evidence that in the Taoiseach's own words, Vichead ag insint breaga. And I think it's time now that they actually tell the truth to the electorate, that they come into the Dáil, and all of those government spokespeople who ran an election on the promise of 40,000 homes should say that they did not get it wrong, that they clearly misled, that they knowingly misled, and they need to speak on that in the Dáil chamber.
Okay, several accusations of misleading the public there, Martin Hayden. Do you want to address that?
Look, it's not the case. The fact is there was different projections, different agencies, different parts of the sector who would have very
they're
good
not any old agencies, though, are you? Are they? There's the Central Statistics Office, which is the
which
gold standard.
Which previously had undershot the suggestion. Like, if you look at their previous predictions, they weren't always accurate. Okay,
but the Central Bank agree with them. BNP Paribas, which officials in the housing department said had been the most accurate to date. All of those were ignored, and the higher figure was put to the foreground. Why?
Because the Minister for Housing had written to the three party leaders, had clearly outlined that was the expectation in the Department of Housing at that time. And of the varying different reports that came later in the year, there was a difference of opinion as to where those figures would land in at the end. But, you know, to hear Kathleen here talking about on the high moral ground as a Sinn Féin are, when in the north, where they are in power, we are seeing a full-blown housing crisis, as outlined by your communities minister, Gordon Lyons, who says the situation is not sustainable. 47,000 people on social housing waiting list, which has doubled in the last couple of decades. You know, you'll forgive me for not being lectured by Sinn Féin on this matter.
Well, it's a well-known fact that the situation in six counties is very different, and everybody knows that. We're trying to deflect from the issue here, Minister, is the fact that your government, deliberately misled the public, deliberately.
We're out of time. That's all we have time for today.